We were talking earlier to Patty Shields of Democrats Abroad here in Ireland, still behind Joe Biden to run the US and to be the next president there, despite increasing concerns for his mental competency, and several elected Democrats calling on the 81-year-old to step aside. The latest calls come after more public gaffes, this time at the NATO summit in Washington. Let's go to the US and talk with Jonathan Amir. He's White House Bureau Chief at Politico and host of MSNBC's Way Too Early. Jonathan, thank you very much for speaking to us today on the News at One.
Happy to be here.
Tell us about the reaction to Joe Biden's performance then.
He delivered a stronger performance last night in his news conference, certainly light years better than what he did 2 weeks ago at that debate in Atlanta against Donald Trump. That performance, of course, was so faltering, it really called into question the viability of his candidacy, started a mutiny almost in some corners of his own party. And we have seen in recent days more than a dozen now Democratic lawmakers suggest that he should be replaced at the top of the ticket, that he shouldn't be the party's nominee to run against Trump this November in the general election. What we will find out in the next couple of days is, did last night stem the bleeding? Certainly his campaign, very pleased, you know, outside of a couple gaffes, and he had a couple gaffes. It was a strong showing. But is it too little too late, you know, to prevent further erosion of support? We'll know in the next few days.
Jonathan, is it realistic to stop this? He's not going to get any healthier, and the questions aren't going to stop, are they?
No, they're not. And that's something that even his closest advisors recognize, that every public appearance the president will make between now and November will be intensely scrutinized. But it's not going to get any easier. He's certainly not going to get any younger. But he made clear last night he's staying in the race. He was unequivocal about it. And at this point, it is becoming more and more difficult, Democrats say, to imagine scenarios where they could push him out, though many still remain hopeful of doing just that.
Are big names still on side? Your colleague Rachel Bade was reporting that Barack Obama was aware of George Clooney's op-ed before it was published.
Yeah, Clooney and Obama very close. The reporting is indeed that Clooney gave Obama a heads up. Obama didn't weigh in one way or the other. He certainly didn't encourage Clooney to write it, but he didn't tell him not to either. And we have other reporting that Obama has shared concerns about whether or not his former Vice President Joe Biden is still up for the candidacy. And I will say, it was my interview earlier this week with former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, where she pointedly, despite me pressing her, pointedly declined to say whether or not she wanted Biden to remain the top of the ticket. That also sort of opened the door, if you will, for more Democrats with that cover to suddenly come forward and say that Biden should be replaced.
Are there any more figures lining up with similar confusion, if you like, to Nancy Pelosi? Because she tried to clarify what she had said to you afterwards, but didn't manage to allay concerns, if you like.
No, she didn't. And despite her effort, I mean, she's known Joe Biden for decades. I mean, her aides made it crystal clear to us that she knew what she was doing, that she still wants this process to remain open, that she at least wants to still have a conversation about whether or not they should replace Biden. The Clintons were very supportive in the days after Biden's bad debate, but they've gone noticeably silent since. One name I'll mention to watch out for is Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, whether he would perhaps make the case, along with Pelosi, to Biden, a longtime former senator, that if he were to remain atop the ticket, it could cost Democrats the Senate and the House. That might be, some aides say, an argument that he would listen to. But again, as of last night, he seemed to suggest that he wouldn't be a drag on the ticket. He still remains confident that he's the only Democrat who can beat Donald Trump.
This is it's very sad and very painful for many people to watch this. Many people who would describe it as the demise of a good man. Is it ultimately going to be his decision?
Well, certainly I know. I mean, Joe Biden is well respected as a person on both sides of the aisle. I know he's particularly popular in Ireland and had a triumphant visit there not too long ago. And he's very proud of his Irish heritage. At the end of the day, the decision will be made by the president and his handful of closest advisors. That includes his wife, the First Lady Jill Biden, his sister, his son, and just a couple of key aides. And even though, and let's be clear, there are some in Biden world, there are some people working on his reelection campaign who are no longer sure he can win, but his inner circle, that core group, they all believe he can win. They all still want him to stick it out. So as long as they remain unanimous in that, he's going to stay in.
Jonathan Amir, White House Bureau Chief at Politico and host of MSNBC's Way Too Early. Thank you very much for speaking to us from the US.